Believe, repent, and believe in the good news. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. So we're back in chapter 1 of Mark, when last week we were in chapter 9. And if you remember last week at the Transfiguration, we heard those very same words from God. You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. Only this is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. Listen to him. But if we notice, Mark isn't very big on words. He's kind of brief. You know, Jesus came from Galilee. He was baptized and the Spirit descended. And then he was out in the desert. And then he was back from the desert. And he's out proclaiming the good news. So why does Mark not spend as much time in that wilderness of 40 days with Jesus that Matthew and Luke do? Why does he kind of leave it to our imaginations what Satan was tempting Jesus with in the wilderness? Now, we could all immediately go, well, this is what he was tempting him with, because we know the passages in Luke and we know the passages in Matthew. But we're in Mark. We're not in Matthew and we're not in Luke. So what was Mark doing? Mark was, for me, I see Mark saying to us, what happened with Jesus in the desert was between Jesus and Satan. And we just need to pay attention to what happened afterwards. That period, that time of 40 days, was a time of tempering the silver or the gold into the and molding it into exactly what Jesus was and who and is. We don't need to know how that happened, but we need to know that the 40 days was important. And why was it an important piece for him to be baptized and called beloved and have this time of darkness and wilderness and temptation with wild beasts and angels before he began his ministry? So to stop and think, why is it important to spend 40 days struggling before you begin? And we don't even know if he struggled. But it says he was tempted. It doesn't, tempted by Satan. Not was tempted, he was tempted by Satan. Whether that temptation hit him well or not, we don't know that either. But what was the importance of doing a 40-day time in darkness and wilderness? So this is my thought. My thought was those 40 days were important to all of us, because it's important for us to do that level of self-examination, to recognize all the places within ourselves, within our community, within all the things that we're going to be looking at in our Lenten diminishing light, where we are not focused on the one who is calling us to be his disciples. Where in our hearts is there wilderness and darkness? Where in our families is there? Where in our community? Where in our church? Where are we in that place that we are doing harm to self, harm to others, or even harm to our relationship with God? Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness with Satan, being tempted with wild beasts. Now, I often think of St. Francis of Assisi, that the wild beasts are all at Jesus' feet offering him comfort. But it could be the wild beasts weren't doing that. It just simply says he was with the wild beasts. And the angels waited on him. And the angels waited on him. So there in those 40 days, he was never alone. So we spend 40 days in this period of Lent. We know the story. We know that Jesus is resurrected. We know the good ending. So why do we spend these 40 days marching to the cross? Why would we do that? Because these 40 days give us and give the Holy Spirit and God an opportunity to refine us, to perfect us, so that when we look and self-examine, we can see those places that we do need to repent and to believe in the gospel. The gospel is good news. Remember, we began worship with God talking to Noah about, I will never destroy the earth again by water. Now, I don't know about you, but I know many people think, well, so how is God going to destroy the world? By fire. Or could be that human beings are doing a very fine job at destroying the world all by ourselves. God doesn't have to do a thing to get it destroyed. But we move back to John. And we all know John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall never die, but have eternal life. John 3:17 says, God sent his Son so the world might be saved. It may not be God's intent to destroy the world ever again. God made a covenant that he would not do that. We, as humans, are doing a very good job at destroying God's creation. Jesus calls us to repent and believe in the good news. The good news is God will bring the kingdom of heaven into earth. And if you read Donald Rose's Sunday school lesson a couple of weeks ago, she talked about that. That the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God to be here on earth as it is in heaven is God's greatest desire. And that is good news. So Jesus spent 40 days in darkness, in the wilderness. Can't we spend 40 days and allow ourselves to see where we are tempted, where we are turning from God and turning towards the world, and maybe repent and believe in the good news and maybe share that good news? Because that's exactly what he did when he came and he proclaimed the good news of God. And that's what the gospel of Mark is about, proclaiming the good news of God, that the world will be saved for those of us who repent and believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Father of us all. Well, God is Father of us all. Sorry. I don't know which theologian would chastise me for that misstep. But church, brothers and sisters in Christ, the world needs us to repent and believe. But we also need to take some time and think about where we exclude from our community those who we think are unsafe to be there. Or we make up stories that we believe are their stories, and we don't know them. Next week, we're going to be looking at, as disciples, where do we diminish the light of Christ in the world? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.